If you don't know where you're going, then you can't know when you get there. Today on Growing Hope, we define the finish line so that we can know when we get to where it is that we want to go.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few minutes each day to create our balanced lives. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. If you have a desire to live your big dream goals, I know that if you put your mind to it, you can. If you don't know what your big dream goals are or how to get there, then you and I need to talk. Because I know you can do it. I want to help you get there. It fuels my encouragement to ignite others' dreams. Connect with me over at coachforfocus.com and let's get something set up. Part of reaching your big dream goal is knowing where you're going. It turns out you just can't get where you're going if you don't know where it is. Sometimes it's easy to know where you want to go. Sometimes it's a little more tricky to really understand where it is you want to go. Sometimes you're not 100% sure what the final finish line looks like. You got some ideas, some general understandings, but that's about it. It's a challenge to really define your focus of finish. But if you hone that down with a few elements, then you'll be able to get closer to what it is that you need to do. So first, you're going to imagine your perfect day. Second, write out a job description of your dream job. Third, define what success means for you. Fourth, make a list of benefits you want or need. Fifth, set a vision statement from all of these reflections. I once went to a monthly meeting, and I had been going for about a year, so I had gotten into a groove with it. I was comfortable with it as part of my schedule, and I knew it would fit in that particular moment. When I pulled up to the location, there weren't any cars in the parking lot. So I checked my date, you know, and then the time, because it wouldn't be the first time I'd gotten my days off. And daylight savings time always messes me up. I don't like daylight saving time. Just go ahead and put me in that category. I knew I hadn't yet crossed any time zones, so that couldn't have been the issue. So I looked at all these things, and finally, I checked the messages, and one of the leaders had sent out a notice that the location had changed. I was shocked. I mean, I originally saw the notice, but I just assumed that it was the same reminder we get every month. It never dawned on me that they were going to change the location. So when I made my plan based on the wrong finish. And I didn't make the meeting that month because my plan didn't get me where I wanted to go because I wasn't even aware of where that was. So knowing the finish point is vital to getting to your end, to your big dream goals, crossing that finish line. It doesn't matter how good your plan is if you don't know where you're going. If you don't know, then you won't go. I mean, you can go, you can do, you can stumble around and possibly maybe get somewhere resulting in something, but you're not going to know it's your finish line because you haven't defined your finish. How would you know if you got there? You need a finish point for a working plan if you're going to be able to work the plan. Otherwise, you're just spinning. You might as well get in a hamster wheel and run all day if you're not going to take the time to define your finish. All the activities, all the investments, all the going, all the doing, it doesn't make a difference if you don't know where you're going. if you haven't defined your finish point, then you do not have a plan. You can't have a plan. A plan involves a finish point. You have to know where you're going if you're going to be able to get there. You have to know that finish line if you're going to cross it. I mean, imagine running a race and you're just running because you don't know where the finish line is. And everybody's just running in their own direction because nobody knows where the finish line is. Everyone just ends up exhausted and no one crosses that finish line. You have to have a finish line plan. You have to know where you want to go. Otherwise, you're just creating more ideas. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we return, we will walk through the elements you can use to define your finish. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are defining our finish so that we're positioned to create a unique plan. I am Catherine Lang, focused coach and possibility thinker. If you're ready to define your finish but still struggling to work through your steps, visit coachforfocus.com and set up your free jumpstart call so we can talk and work through it. You can get to where you want to go, but you have to know where it is that you want to go, or you cannot get there. It really is that simple. You can go along. You can keep on keeping on without a plan, and you may get some things done. But more than likely, you're going to end up just wasting a lot of your limited resources. Even just getting done the limited things you get done, you will never be intentionally investing. A plan is going to help you funnel your resources into the best places to match your desired destination. But you have to have a destination in mind when you're making your plan, or it's not as much a plan as it is a suggestion. You need to define your finish if you're going to get to that finish. So start by imagining your perfect day. Something that you would never get tired of doing. And really that would allow you to be a blessing or a benefit to others in some way. I once made the mistake of asking my husband what his perfect day would look like. And without even skipping a beat, he's like, at the beach. That was the extent of his explanation. I had known without even asking him what his favorite getaway place was because he talks about it. He likes the sand, he likes the sound of the waves, but I also know that after a few days, he's done. He's ready to get back. He's a goer and a doer, so he gets antsy just sitting around. As much as he enjoys the beach, he wants to be invested in helping others. For some reason, when we think about our perfect day or someone asks us a question like that, most of us go to a vacation. But in this instance, what we're talking about is a perfect day that you would be good with doing every day for the rest of your life. And spoiler alert, if it's all about you, then eventually you'll burn out. So take some time to imagine your perfect day. The next thing to do is write out a job description for your dream job. What would be the expectations for your position? What all would you get to do? I once wrote out a job description for the perfect wife based on the Proverbs 31 scripture verse. Believe me when I say it was not a job description of my ideal job. But taking the time to write it out gave me some insight and some understanding and expectations about being a better wife. Now, I still don't iron, but that wasn't exactly mentioned in the Bible, so I'm thinking I'm good. And we won't talk about the rest of the elements of the Proverbs 31 wife today. That's a whole other show. But when you write out your potential job description, break it down into actionable bits. The description helps you better understand what it is you really want to do. The more you break it down and the more you understand it, the better you're prepared to plan to move towards it. So write out a job description of what you want to be. The third thing for defining your finish is to define success. What does success mean to you? When I first started writing, I was told I would be a success when I landed that first agent or that first publishing contract. I was told you are a success when you're traditionally published. I tried following the path they demanded, and it exhausted me, which is what often happens when you try to follow the path that they demand. When I took steps in a different direction, they reprimanded me. They told me, again, you are only a success when you are traditionally published. They demanded it. But when I started seeing that many of the traditionally published books were only selling a few hundred copies, I thought that can't really be success. And then I gave myself permission to define my own success. Because ultimately, success is a personal thing. It is not set by others unless we give others that power. I looked at what I had been told, I stirred in what I had learned, and I set my own definition of success. I will be a success when I have 1 million downloads and viewers each week. You have to define your success, or else you give that power to others to define it for you, and you will never be happy following someone else's success, ever. The fourth part of defining your finish is making a list of desired benefits. What do you want out of what you're aiming to achieve? My husband and I were watching Veronica Mars recently, and every time her dad would give her a gift, she'd examine it, and she'd look at it, and then she'd say, "Is it a pony?" Which is just a huge delight to me and my husband. It didn't matter what the gift size was. She always asked if it was a pony. So when you're making your list of desired benefits, you can have a pony if that's one of the benefits you want. It's your list, and you control what goes on it. And the more you hone that list of benefits, the more you understand exactly what it is that you want from what you're doing. And that will bring you that much closer to creating the results. What is your list of desired benefits? And finally, you need to set out a vision that reflects all this that you've uncovered. Take all the information that you've gathered and write it out in a 2-3 sentence explanation. Every time I'm sent one of those "this is your personality" kind of tests, I print out the results. Every time someone sends me a note about what I'm doing or what they see me doing or what they think I should do, I print out the idea. Every time I dream about the perfect day or I write a list of my desired benefits, I put those results with the other ideas I've gathered. And when I set my goals for the quarter or for the year or any of my goals, I review all of that information and I use that information to help me create a vision of where I see me going. Today, my vision looks like this. I am a dream igniter, pouring out snarky rainbows of twisted encouragement that lift up, stir up, and cheer up others to pursue their God-planted heart seed. I am the shoveler of dream-killing stuff, digging down through the restrictions and rules of others to discover the uniqueness of you. Gather your information and write out a vision for where you want to go. If you're going to get there, you have to know where your there is. And you can only know where your there is if you take the time to define your finish. Without the starting point and without a finishing point, all your planning is just thoughts or possibilities. They have no actionable intention available to make it happen. I had a friend that wanted to start a business. She didn't know the details of what it would look like. She didn't even know the details of where she was going. She just kind of had an idea of what she wanted to do. So I encouraged her to invest in walking through the steps of a business plan. Because at the very least, a business plan is going to help you find that start and create a finish. She wanted me to fill it out for her. But it had to be her plan. It had to be her thoughts. If it was going to lead to the success that she wanted. If it was going to take her where she wanted to go. She chose to walk away. She didn't want to invest in defining her way. I don't know if it's right, she told me. But here's the secret. There is no right or wrong answer. There is only your answer. If it works for you, then it's your right answer, no matter if it works for me or not. When I first launched into the idea of snarky rainbows, I was told it was silly and I should just abandon it. But it makes me smile, and every time I say it, I notice others smiling. And if I'm smiling and you're smiling, then it's not silly, it's encouraging. And that alone makes it worth it for me. So if others think it's silly, but it works for you, then it is worth it, whatever it is. How do you envision your finish? Whatever it looks like, if it works for you, then it is worth it. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, but when we come back, we're going to tighten up our focus so we can define our finish. Growing Hope will be back.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's P-E-C-U-P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of Growing Hope, where we are defining the finish so we can set our plan. You are the only one that can determine your finish line, but that won't stop others from trying to demand that you adhere to their rules. They will have a lot to say about what you're doing, or where you're going, or even your why. You don't have to listen to them. I give you permission. Don't get me wrong. You need to learn from others. But you should never give your power or your control of your journey to someone else. Define your finish. Start with your perfect day. What does it look like and how does it feel? Create your perfect job description. What would be your activities and responsibilities of the perfect job? Define your success. What would it mean to you to be a success, and how will success look and feel? List your benefits. What will you get from crossing the finish line or even as you are moving in that direction? And set out your vision. Write out a statement that reflects all that you have gathered. I've tried getting somewhere without knowing where I was going. It wasn't fun. If you have others with you on the journey, it's even more exhausting. I mean, seriously, how many of you have ever voluntarily loaded up the kids into the car just to drive around for no reason? I mean, even just doing it to go look at Christmas lights can be exhausting. If you don't have a place that you're trying to go, I just can't even imagine doing it. Just getting in and going and just going without a reason or a place to go is twice as exhausting as going in purpose and on purpose. It's like getting on that hamster wheel. You're going and you're going and you're going. You're not getting anywhere. But you're not getting anywhere because you didn't know where you were going in the first place. If you're going to be all that you are designed to be, then you need a destination for going. You can live out your big dream goals. You have it in it right now to reach all of your possibilities. It is up to you. But if you don't slow down long enough to define where you're going, in other words, if you don't set your finish line, then you can never know if you get there. You need a destination if you're ever going to arrive. If you're struggling to pinpoint your destination, let's talk. Visit coachforfocus.com today. Set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call and let's get started down this process of defining your finish. You can also email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com to share your struggles or share your thoughts on defining your finish or even share your wins making your own way. I look forward to hearing from you. I think it's important that we share the journey because when we share what we're going through and where we're going, we encourage each other to keep going. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today as we begin to understand and walk out how we're going to live in purpose and on purpose and live our unique design. You are extraordinary. And little bit by little bit, you can live out all of your extraordinary. You have to know where you're starting, but you also have to define where you're going to finish. And once you have those two points, you're that much closer to the place that will move you into your extraordinary life. And you are designed to live extraordinary. You are designed and called to thrive. You are made for more than you can even begin to imagine. And I don't know about you, but I can imagine a whole lot. So if you're made for more than you can imagine, just imagine what you're made for. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope does make a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says. It's not even about what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, they are going to try to convince you that you do not have it in you to live all your possibilities. They are wrong. Say it with me. They are wrong. You can, as long as you will. And creating this plan, making a you plan, is the first step into creating your will to get it done. I know you can, and I'm here to help. Until next time, remember, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.